excited to report that the City Commission and the Garden City Recreation Commission have approved an interlocal agreement to begin combining our two agencies. And the first step of that is a sort of a contractual services agreement. But the subsequent steps of that would actually go through a statutory process by which we would transition recreation completely over to be a program offered within the umbrella of the city departments, and the and transition the Garden City Recreation Commission board to an advisory board of the city rather than their own component unit governance board. They have both the City Commission and the Recreation Commission boards and staffs have worked really hard in what I would consider to be a compressed period of time. We had a window of opportunity here where we were interested as a city government in hiring the superintendent of the Recreation Commission to come over and lead part of our organization. So it made sense to talk about this. I think a lot of people sort of view us as one anyway, and the but we're not. We're two separate units of government, and but we're tied through some nuances in state statute that say recreation commissions can't buy property, that have to operate on property owned by either cities or school districts, or leased property. They can receive donations, but those only represent a small portion of where they do their programming. So this sort of consolidates all of that. It allows us to consolidate the maintenance crews of the two governments. That's great for us. Both of those staffs have openings, and we can absorb all the personnel. And still probably need a few more. So it was a right time to do that. Sometimes when there's consolidations that you may have a few too many employees, but there's vacancies and needs within both organizations that the consolidation, all the puzzle pieces fit really nicely. So we're working out a lot of details, current contracts, current leases, current insurance policies, whether that's property and casualty or health insurance, and merging the pay structures of both organizations, so those make sense. But it's all coming together really nicely, and I'm so proud of both boards and both staffs for spending the time necessary to make sure we get this right.